Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Welcome, Stephen.
Good to be here, Brian.
So, Stephen, this week we had the tragedy of the bombings of the Boston Marathon. And as we've seen both this time and in the past, once again, there are some bad individuals out there who are looking to take advantage of the situation. Can you talk us through some of the scams that we're seeing?
The strange thing we see in the wake of tragedies, which is very depressing, really, people using the event for their own aggrandizement or their own psychological needs, putting out false stories, which can be, you know, hurtful to people, and then also looking at ways to gain clicks on the web, to gain Facebook likes and that sort of thing, which can actually then be turned into money. And so I think it's very sad, but people need to be aware that this stuff happens.
Generally, folks will often get approached, or they'll get something, they'll get a text message, or they'll get an email. If you are really approached by someone who may actually be legitimate, they may say, "Hey, you know, this is the Red Cross here. Can you help?" Or such and such. What should people do?
Well, I think you have to, first of all, you know, take a deep breath, and you need to, unfortunately, rein back a little bit that urge we all have at a time like this to be generous, to respond positively to calls for help, and just make sure that it's a legitimate call for help. And one way of approaching this is to be proactive. And that is, you know, if you feel that you want to do something in the wake of this tragedy, choose for yourself how you're going to do that. And, you know, fortunately, there are plenty of legitimate avenues for helping out. And we've actually listed some of those on the blog post we wrote in the wake of this incident, warning people about scams. Choose the charity, choose how you're going to do it. And if you get a solicitation from a seemingly legitimate organization, check them out. Go to their website first. Don't just respond to the email or the SMS message, because unfortunately, that's how some of the bad guys get into the conversation that's happening right now about what to do in the wake of this incident.
And Stephen, you know, I think one thing that often happens too is everybody is so eager to help that they pass on information or offers really quickly to everyone else, which is really what some of the bad individuals are planning on.
You know,
you'll post it to your Facebook and spread it. Is there some advice there, or, you know, should people be on the lookout for that? Because it may appear like it's coming from a trusted source because it's coming from Johnny, who's been your best friend since fifth grade.
Yes, and unfortunately, you know, we're none of us immune to this tendency to forward information, perhaps without checking it out as thoroughly as we should. But increasingly now, I feel that, you know, the best advice to people is to verify before sharing or forwarding. It's so easy to see a tweet that catches your attention and just retweet it without looking into the link that you're passing on, or without checking out the information that's in there. And, you know, we all have to be a little bit like a news organization now and fact check. You know, if the news has become social, then those of us who engage in social media need to be a little bit more like news people. And you know, frankly, if I see a news story or a news headline type thing in Facebook or Twitter or somewhere else that isn't a news site, I will go to a news site to check it out, you know, or Google it. You know, Google is your friend in this instance. If you see a headline that you think about passing on, Google it first. And typically Google will tell you in the results that you see whether or not it's in fact legitimate.
So that's all good advice, Stephen. Folks, if you would like to make donations, we're going to have a list on the blog and some advice on what to look for. In addition, go directly to those sources. You know, choose that charity. Go to the American Red Cross. Boston.com has a great site that lists a whole number of legitimate sources. Well, thanks for joining us, Stephen.
You're welcome, Brian.
You've been listening to the Malware Report. We'll talk to you next week.